This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I started my day with him. I'm ending my day with him. I feel like we're spending way too much time together at this point. Like, our wives are going to start to get jealous, Jimmy Failla.
What? So does that mean we're off for the Coldplay concert this weekend?
I mean, that awkward moment when Jillian Turner turned to us today and I had to look away from you.
Well, you know what's funny? Because you made a Coldplay joke, you dirtbag. We're on America's Newsroom. I love it. I love that you did it. But what always happens, this is TV 101, the guest hosts don't know what the regular hosts laugh at sometimes. So she wanted to laugh. Dana would have laughed. But Jillian was like, I don't know, is that okay? So they kind of like, oh, I would never laugh at a joke about adultery. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, like, me and Hammer are laughing just the same. Good hit.
I saw Hammer's face. He looked at me like, nice job.
Yeah, you get it in there. He appreciates the jokes because most people that come on aren't necessarily going to make them. Because, you know, the other thing is, when you're on a news show, and this is where you and I deserve credit, when you're on a news show, we're usually coming on after everyone just got killed. Either they all got killed or they just went to jail. And now they're like, Jimmy and Rich are here with a dating trend at colleges. And we've got to make STD jokes after they just went looking for WMDs, you know? And you got to lean in. To our credit, we lean in. I want credit for that.
We deserve credit. And then, you know, I was looking back at the promo they did where they did a tease where two of us stood there and the camera panned to us. And it looked like a scene from the movie Twins with Schwarzenegger and DeVito because you're wearing those friggin' cowboy boots. I'm going to have to step out of Milk Crate if we're going to start doing that every week.
Well, listen, unfortunately for me, it actually looked like a movie called Chins. I'm so chubby after the weekend. Like, Monday, it is amazing that they book me on all these Monday shows because I have an Amish rum springer every Saturday night after my show airs. I have 24 hours to cheat death and live the life I was meant to live before I got caught up in this TV shenanigan. So when I show up on Monday, like, they are powdering me within an inch of my life so I don't sweat the toxins out of my fat face on TV. So, yes, you're thinking Twins, I'm thinking Chins.
Well, it's great to start the week with you, buddy, and I'm excited that you've invited me back on your Saturday night show this weekend, Fox News Saturday night, 10 p.m., which is killing it in the ratings, and like I said, does not cost over $100 million to produce. Can you believe that number with Colbert? I mean, who the hell are they paying with that kind of cash?
I know, certainly not the joke writers. Wow. But, I mean, maybe they were. Maybe they were fat and happy. You know what happened to them? Because they took over for Letterman in that era, 2015, you got to think back to the fact that Netflix wasn't as big of a force as it is now. It was still like phasing out DVDs in the mail. And you didn't have TikTok, and people weren't going direct to camera. Like, basically, COVID upended the business model of traditional TV because it fragmented the audience so much, because everyone in the world now is just making videos in front of their cell phone. There's no other form of employment. The whole country has turned into a bunch of window hookers in Amsterdam. And when Letterman went off the air, you could have a staff of 200 because you were drawing 12 to 15 million people. But within 5 years, that number had been cut by about six. And he draws two and a half million. He wins the 11:30 time slot, but winning the 11:30 time slot used to mean 10 to 12 million viewers. So, yeah, they couldn't justify doing it at that scale. As you know, the fact that he alienated more than half the country, because if you're still dumping on Trump now, oh, did you guys disappear on me? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm right here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just got an, I don't know why I got another phone number. That's just somebody trying to steal my identity.
Your bookie, by the way, over the weekend, Fela also places a lot of bets, and the bookie does come calling in addition to the salt. So yeah. That's probably him.
I'm not answering it. But hold on a second.
Is that a Levittown number?
Yeah, oh, that wouldn't be good. But the I was at my high school reunion this weekend, by the way.
How was that?
I will tell you this, man, and this is a PSA. You have a different liquor tolerance after you go on Ozempic. Just a word to the ladies. Just a word of caution to the ladies out there who might be in the process of losing so much weight that their soul isn't in their face anymore. You know what I'm talking about? When someone loses so much weight, you kind of lose the jolly, you know, energy in your face.
Yeah.
I was surrounded by a lot of women this weekend who lost an extra 30 pounds and decided they could drink like it was 1995. And we were the class of .1995. it just people were just on the ground in there. It looked like a Civil War battlefield, man. It was bad.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not making this up. I was in my reunion. I was home by 10:30 at night because what happened is I got there and everyone was so hammered. Have you ever walked into a party and you realize you're about 12 drinks behind the conversation everyone else is having? And you have a choice to make where you can either try to catch up, which is almost impossible, you know, or you just kind of tactfully get out of there. And that's what I did. I stayed for 2 hours and then quietly tiptoed out of there. My buddy Steve Robbins was like, you got to put on my buddy's TV show. You got to put it on. A show's coming on. And I was like, no, you don't have to do that, actually. You don't have to do that at all. Because when one of these people throws up on a baby, I don't need my TV show on in the background. Like, hey, that's Fox News, you know? So I got out of there.
You do the Irish goodbye, though. Even today, when I was leaving Fox News, I saw Kennedy in the hallway, and we both commented how you do the Irish goodbye. This was amazing, actually. We were talking to two of the women who work on the show in America's Newsroom, and it was me and the two women and Jimmy, and then all of a sudden, he sneaks into the elevator and just disappears, and he's gone. And I'm like, all right, I can tell the guy's trying to shake me. I get it. You know what I mean? Okay. And Fela is just gone. That was an impressive move today, by the way. You literally snuck into the elevator like Clark Kent and just disappeared.
This is an old school move, okay? Because you were fine. It's just that we had given those girls more time than they deserved. No, they were nice, but it's like there's enough things to get to during the day that it was a random girl airing her grievances with a comedy show neither of us were at or a part of. You know what I'm saying? Like, the customer helpline is only open so many hours during the day. When the calls start to pertain to things we're not a part of, what I do is I hit the elevator button to get out of there, strike up the conversation like I might be interested in having it, and the next thing you know, I've just left. That is a move. It had nothing to do with you, though.
It was a good move. I was very, very impressed with your Irish goodbye skills are honestly second to none. I mean, you pulled that crap in Cape May. You're like, I'll drop you off. I'm going to go find a parking spot. And then I never saw you again. It is admirable, Fela. I think your next best-selling book should be about that.
Do you want a funny story? When I first started at Fox, I was dropping a kid off outside the bar. And I go, hey, man, I said, I've got to go find a parking spot on Long Island. And we were in Manhattan. And he didn't get it. He didn't get that I was saying goodbye. That was the only time I've ever attempted to say goodbye. And I got a phone call 2 hours later, like, are you okay? You said you were just going to find a parking spot. And I was like, dude, I said on Long Island, like, get it? Like, I'm out of here. So I wouldn't be good at real goodbyes if I tried them. So I just tiptoe out.
Yeah, it's a good move for you. But you won't do that in Pottstown. You'll give everybody love. And Jimmy's coming back to Pottstown. Soul Joles on August 9th. And you got to get your tickets now by going to foxacrossamerica.com. And you'll see Fela at Soul Joles back in Pottstown, which is only like 45 minutes from here. So everybody should go. It'll be a lot of fun. Now, do you believe Hunter Biden today when he said that was not his cocaine at the White House?
Oh, it's my favorite story in the world. And he's trying to claim that his dad was on Ambien at the debate. I mean, that's it. Like, they didn't put the guy on Ambien and send him out there. But do you know, like, he's doing this because traditionally when you leave the White House, there's a lot of money in it for the family. Book deals, you know, the Obamas got the podcast deal. They have that production bundle with Netflix. The Biden's only legitimate lead is like visiting angels. You know, there's no market for them. And he's mad because the spigot dried up post-Ukraine, and he has no way to pimp his dad out. So he's trying to make it now sound like his dad was like this wrongfully aggrieved party. Ergo, you know, we should start doing Biden stuff out of sympathy, like book Joe or do that, because that's what that's about. His madness over loyalty. And I tweeted this earlier, but we're not going to sit through a loyalty speech from a guy who banged his brother's widow. You know,
that's a good like, point.
We have to draw the line as a country. Not only did he bang his brother's widow, he reportedly got her addicted to crack while disavowing a child he had with a stripper.
Right. Right.
Like, so imagine that. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, but we should take his word for it when he says it's not his cocaine, because he's such an upstanding character.
The Bidens are the white trash criminals the media wanted us to believe the Trumps were. That is who they are. It is a straight Springer episode, or maybe Richard Bay, if you go deep cut daytime television.
Wow, that's a reference.
You know. I knocked up my brother's widow. No, I had an affair with my brother's widow and knocked up a stripper behind her back. Like, that wouldn't be a daytime show. So many of our biggest figures would be daytime TV. Do you know what Dylan Mulvaney would be if it weren't for Bud Light and that pretend movement? He would have been on daytime talk shows as, like, I'm all that and people can't take it. And Dylan Mulvaney would come on all gay in a dress, and just big 300-pound black women would be like, you ain't all that, you know, and everybody would be like, woo, 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 you know, and they would just scream at him for an hour until he would cry and run off stage, and then they'd bring out a guy whose wife had an affair with a midget, and there would be a fist fight. I mean, most of our governance is just daytime talk from the mid-90s, like 80% of it.
God, I miss those days. Oh, man, I miss those days. They were the glory days, baby.
Yep. Maybe Pottstown, we should stage. I don't mean fake it. I mean, we should do like a casting call for the type of daytime talk show we would do in the modern era. I think it'd be pretty funny.
Well, it's your next move, obviously. August 9th, Soul Joles. Just go to foxacrossamerica.com and get your tickets. It's Saturday, August 9th. And tune in this Saturday to Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. And, of course, tune in about 40 minutes for Fox Across America with Jimmy. You have too many freaking things going on, man. I can't even keep track of all this stuff.
Yeah, I got to get my life together for this show. I'm actually worked. You know what today is? It's the one-year anniversary of Biden coming off the ticket.
Oh, wow.
That's my favorite thing in the world. We got yelled at that democracy was on the ballot 71 times a day for like 6 months. Then they forced the guy out of the race and didn't let us have any democracy picking his replacement. It was my favorite thing about the Democratic Party is the shamelessness of it all, because they don't care. They would literally do like a, we're saving the puppies, and shoot a puppy during their commercial. Like, they don't care. They're not even pretending to care. I respect respect it on the smallest level, but it's still gross.
Not a single Democrat voted for their own party's nominee as their nominee. Amazing. Think about that, right? Not a single one voted for their nominee to be their nominee. Just absolutely amazing. All right, August 9th in Pottstown. Tonight at 7, and then Saturday night. It's all the Fela you could possibly imagine. But Soldier's going to be great because it's different. It's a whole different side of you that we don't get to see on TV and radio, because basically you'd be in prison and off television and radio. So we're excited for that. We're excited to see you live on stage.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to wear a cocktail dress on regular TV. So bring those dollars, fellas. Let's go.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, have a great show tonight, and we'll see you soon. Jimmy Fela, everybody. Thanks, pal. Thanks for today. It was
best,
a blast.
Buddy. See you, buddy. See you, buddy.
See ya.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Dr. Mike Veneria brings you the big story of the hour, and that is why you should go see him for your smile and laugh a lot. You'll laugh when you see Jimmy in Pottstown. Make sure you go see Dr. Mike Veneria today by going to VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. And if you have not gotten away yet this year, please do not miss making great family memories. There's still time to book a getaway at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. And they have several special packages to make your getaway even grander. If you hurry, you can still book that July midweek stay and earn those resort credits. And Cape May is beautiful in the fall, so book a grand escape weekend, earn resort credits, and enjoy the beautiful beaches in Cape May with fewer crowds. Or you can make it a September to remember and book a September stay, still earn resort credits, and save 10% off room rates. Just check out their website for details. Remember, book direct with them for the best rates and resort credits. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding or special event. Just call my friend Caitlin. She was named South Jersey's face of weddings for 2025. She'll help you plan the wedding of your dreams. So call them today at 800-257-8550 or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Book your getaway today, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tulsi Gabbard, I tell you what, yesterday coming out, I mean, just crushing it. I love it. I do. I love it. I love going after the Obama administration. I love all this making people actually be accountable for Russia collusion, and not just a hoax, but actually manufacturing attention about the Russia collusion. Actually, I mean, intelligence, manufacturing intelligence is unbelievable that they did all these things. And holy cow. And also, and thank you. And also, this press conference today with the defense, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, after the shooting of the Border Patrol agent. So, you know, there's a lot going on. It's a busy, busy day. But I can tell you, though, everybody in America is still talking about that Coldplay Kiss Cam, especially after the Fanatic came out Friday night and did his thing with his Gumata. And I mean, the world's talking about that. Everybody's still talking about that. And the reason why I think it is still so pervasive in our culture is not just that this couple got caught cheating, but like I said this morning on America's Newsroom, I think, shameless plug, I think it's because of the HR aspect of it, that this woman was the head of human resources, or the chief people officer, as her title was, which is a dumb title. But anyway, she's the head of HR. We have been living in this touchy HR environment as a country, as a nation, for years we have, where we've been afraid to say things. We've been walking on eggshells. And that's not only been in the workplace, where like you see people walk down the hallway and put their head down and not make eye contact with people because they're afraid to say the wrong thing. But and this particular individual who was the head of HR at this, I don't know if she still has her job or not, but she was all into the diversity, equity and inclusion. That's how you make for a stronger workforce. I read this interview she gave about it, and it was talking all about that. DEI, how the importance of DEI and how we make a strong culture. And that's kind of been America for the last several years. You know, walking on eggshells, touchy-feely, but the people who make the rules were breaking the rules at the same time. So I actually see a lot of parallels in this with America in general, much bigger than this moment that was captured. Like, in other words, if it was a CEO and it was just a random girlfriend, I think it would still be a huge cultural moment. But I think the fact that it's the HR director and it's the CEO of the same company, and everybody's always afraid of being sent to HR. You know what I mean? Like, if you work in corporate America, that's always the thing. It's like, well, HR is going to find out. You don't want HR to find out about that. Oh, well, what if human resources? You got to report to HR. And you know, typically, for the most part, and again, my wife works in HR, so I'm not trying to rip on HR people. I'm just saying it is, as Wilfred Riley once said on this show, America's HR problem is that we've all kind of felt as if human resources was always watching us, you know, but they were making the rules, but breaking the rules, telling us what to do, you know what I mean? What we could say, what we couldn't say, and then they were breaking the rules. And this woman was in charge, or maybe she still is in charge, of human resources at this company, was there to be the chief rulemaker as HR. And then she's breaking the ultimate rule. She's sleeping with the boss. You know what I mean? And it just, to me, struck me like this is America in a nutshell, or what it was. And so that moment, caught on that gigantic jumbotron at that Coldplay concert, was kind of the culmination of all that, and maybe the end of it. Like, everybody could take a giant sigh of relief now that is over. That America, that HR America, is gone. It ended really with Trump's election, because with Trump being in there, you can say whatever you want nowadays, and you can, as America, I mean, you still can in the workplace, in many workplaces, but for a lot of workplaces, that whole idea of DEI and walking on eggshells and making people watch stupid training videos that make you feel like you can't make friends at work because you might say the wrong thing and you can't ask a coworker out because that could be the end of days and times. And all of that in many companies now is over. And companies are openly dropping their stupid DEI policies and saying that it's moronic and it doesn't serve the purpose and it doesn't make us any money. And maybe you felt that way. Maybe you're at a company that still deals in that, where every day you feel like you're walking on eggshells, you probably want to leave. And many people have. We also live in an era now where people just leave, where they just say, I've had it, enough is enough. With remote work now or with startup opportunities happening every day, I don't have to put up with this anymore. So I can do something else. And America said that too when we said we're sick and tired of Joe Biden's whole presidency was a gigantic HR, if you think about it. You had the Disinformation Governance Board with Nina Jankowicz, where they wanted to watch what you say, and they were going to take down misinformation and disinformation, hate speech, monitor all those things, look out on what you're saying on social media, and if they didn't like it, they would come after you. All right? If you were doing certain things they didn't like, speaking at school board meetings, and we're at the anniversary of that famous letter to moms and in yoga pants at school board meetings, where they said you might be a domestic violent extremist, or if you prayed in mass in Latin, or if you shopped at Cabela's, or if you did any of these things, well, we're watching you. We're keeping an eye on you. Very HR-ish, if you know what I mean, for the country, from the government's perspective on its people. Like our government became the HR Department of America. And our government was always trying to keep us in line. Meanwhile, it was breaking all the rules, creating Russia collusion, lying about COVID, lying about the origins of COVID, making stuff up like stay 6 feet apart, shutting down businesses who would not force people to show their vaccination cards and show that they had a test. So you see, we also talked today about how In-N-Out Burger is leaving California. And one of the reasons why is because the founder, or not the founder, but one of the heirs to the founder, family, and she said, I'm sick of it. I should have fought harder during COVID. I should have pushed back harder back then, because they would come to us in the San Francisco Board of Health, for example, and they'd say, well, you can't serve people unless they show you their papers. And if they don't have their papers, and you got to demand a negative test within 72 hours. I mean, just ridiculousness, right? But then at the same time that they were making all these rules that we had to follow, what were they doing? They were breaking the rules. Were they not? So take Gavin Newsom, for example. If the government is HR, Gavin Newsom, as the head of HR, going to French Laundry when nobody was allowed to go out to dinner, when nobody could go out, and he couldn't go out with big groups, and was the ultimate HR executive sleeping with the boss. It was the ultimate moment of the HR executive saying, do as I say, not do as I do. Because what I do is whatever I want to do. So if I want to break the rules and sleep with the boss and canoodle at a concert, I can do whatever I want. We're in charge. You people can't. You say the wrong thing at work. You do the wrong thing. You look at somebody the wrong way. You probably get fired. Sexual harassment. You probably have to take a training, another class. You probably have to go to HR counseling. But we can do whatever we want and you can't. And so when that moment happened on that Jumbotron, it was bigger than just two cheaters getting caught on camera. Although there's a certain amount of schadenfreude with that, too. No doubt about it. No doubt. We all love a good schadenfreude. We all kind of like that. It's like, well, thank God, you know, like, wasn't me. But then again, you could avoid all that by not doing something like that. But it wasn't just a guy and a gal who were engaged in an affair. Like, that would have been one thing, but I don't think it would have gone nearly as viral. I really don't. I think if you had just had a random couple and they both just jumped out of the way, it would have gone viral, but not 100 million views, worldwide, international viral with the Phillies mascot lampooning that at Friday night's game. You know what I mean? It would not have reached that level. But the fact that it's a CEO and the fact that it's the chief people officer, it was hypocrisy on display after years of us just getting beat down by people who think that they were in charge of us, telling us how to live our lives and what to do and how we were doing it wrong. while they were doing it, they were breaking every rule in the book. And I know it seems kind of like, well, how do you make a leap from that to Russia collusion? Well, very simple, because in all this time, they were lecturing us about don't post that. Don't say something that's not true. Don't put out disinformation or misinformation, or we'll put you in Twitter prison or Facebook jail. They were literally putting out misinformation and disinformation about Trump and Russia, the Hunter Biden laptop, and a million other things. A million other things. So the HR people were looking at us and what we were saying, and then they were going to the people in charge of the various social media groups and saying, take that person down, put a strike against them, punish them, deplatform them, put them in Twitter jail, but we'll do whatever we want, and we'll put out misinformation, and we'll put out disinformation. And we, as a nation, we hate hypocrisy. We really do. That's the one thing that I think, and this incident, this viral moment on this Coldplay cam, as it's now being called, has united this country. Because whether you're on the left or you're on the right, everybody was united in talking about that all weekend. All weekend. Now, there are some people writing stories like, well, you know, this shows you how mean the internet is, and this shows you how toxic the internet is, and this is why, you know, this whole gotcha climate of our country. No, because again, it's not just a guy and a girl. It's not just a man and a woman who are being unfaithful to their respective spouses and who were caught at a concert. It's the fact that it's the CEO and the head of HR. And it's emblematic of this culture in our country where the people who are in charge get away with it and get to do whatever the hell they want. And us plebs who work for them or vote for them or pay our taxes to them get bossed around. We're told what to do, what we can't do, and they keep getting away with it. And there's a certain amount of, in that schadenfreude, a certain amount of comeuppance and justice too. Like, aha, like finally, you know what I mean? Finally, they got caught. And maybe it's the kind of moment where you go, well, maybe if you didn't have such a situation where there were constantly at workplaces around this country firing people for what they say and making them afraid. Like I was at Costco today, you know, and this nice woman came up to me and said hello, and she's a listener. But she also made a point of saying how they really can't talk about politics here. And I've gone into places before where, you know, I'll meet the owners of a place and they'll say, big fans, but we can't say anything because, you know, we don't want to get. And there's that. There's that aspect of it, too. It's like you have your beliefs and there's people that come after you and they blast you and they call you names and hateful and bigoted and they put you down and they mock you and they insult you. And because your beliefs are not up to their standards of what they view as good. You know what I mean? Whether it's hanging the Ukraine flag or whether it's the hate has no home here sign or whatever it is, your standards are not good. And they love showing everybody how good they are. Do they not? They love that. They wear that on their sleeve. Like, we're good, and you're not. We're good and we know what's best and we're important and you're not. And do what we say. And then you find them breaking the rules. Right? Like the time Jim Kenney went and had lunch in Maryland, even though Philadelphia, you couldn't do that stuff. And he was like, well, you know, I mean, and he gave his whole long list of why it was okay for him to do it, but not for somebody else to do it. You know what I mean? But that's the point. It's that these two people caught on this camera weren't just lovebirds who were having an affair. They were the boss and the person who's in charge of firing people and enforcing the rules, breaking the cardinal rule of the workplace, which is sleeping together. And the reason why I know it's the cardinal rule of the workplace is because he's lost his job. He's out and she may be out too. I don't know if she'll survive this or not. I don't know. But either way, it clearly was not up to the standards of the company. So the same people that tell you what the standards are violate the standards. Like if you would ask them that day, hey, is it okay if the CEO and the director of human resources were having an illicit affair, they would both say no. They would say absolutely not. It violates our tenets of who we are and our core beliefs and our philosophies. It's like, you know, when you know those companies write their stupid mission statements of who we are as people and they write their whole thing out. And then you go, okay, this is a bunch of woke nonsense. You know what I mean? And you go, what is this? It's that very thing. It's that virtue signaling. And then all of a sudden, they get caught doing the thing you're not supposed to do. And everybody goes, oh, wow, you people are hypocrites. Not just for lying to your spouses, not just for having an affair. Not that that stuff's okay, but there are people that do that and they wind up together and they're happy and life goes on and people forgive and move on. But it's the nature of their relationship in the hierarchy of things that is really what, in my opinion, has made this story have such weight. That and their reactions, of course, their faces and the way they reacted and they ducked and jumped out of it, you know, thinking that they were smarter than us and they could kind of fool us and everything like that. But it's really that. It's the hierarchy got busted after years and years of so many people being told that the hierarchy was right about everything. And now we look around as the hierarchy has been lying to us about so many different things and breaking its own rules that it imposed upon all of us. And it was doing whatever the hell it wanted the whole time. And these two individuals of a company at a concert became the symbol of that. And that symbol got busted in the ultimate, aha, you're doing what you said we can't do kind of a thing. What you tell other people they can't do. And anybody who's ever had a run in corporate America for saying the wrong thing or posting the wrong thing or not posting something because they were afraid of getting in trouble, or they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that fear of walking on eggshells. And we as a country have been walking on eggshells. Trump gets elected because he's the exact antithesis of that. He's the guy that says you don't have to walk on eggshells anymore. Say what you want, think what you want, post what you want. I don't care. We're not going to be in the business of going after you and policing you anymore. And that was a gigantic sigh of relief to people. And one of the reasons why he won, because people would had it. You know, and then also, too, I mean, companies would have to engage and force employees to engage in lies. So things like, well, at this place, we value things like, you know, how we'll have bathrooms for non-binary. We'll put our pronouns in the, you know what I mean? Like your pronouns in the email signature line. And the corporation mandates that we'll tell you the bathroom has to be transgender and you have to live this lie. And if you don't live this lie, you're not living our corporate values. And then every June, we're going to hang rainbow flags and we're going to virtue signal and show how woke we are. And we're going to do all these things. But really what we're doing is we're just trying to blur your attention away from the fact that like the CEO is getting paid $70 million a year. You know, with his bonuses and his incentives and everything like this, from a base salary of a couple hundred grand. And the people in the mailroom are making $15 an hour. You know, so we'll virtue signal about all these things. So you don't really notice the hierarchy and how different it is in corporate America, for example. And it's kind of the same thing with our elected officials, too, which is why we also love when our elected officials get caught doing sleazy things, because they'll go to Congress and make $175 a year and end up being multimillionaires. And we go, I don't understand this. How come that's like, we're all getting by. We're trying to get by. You people go to Washington. You're suddenly now multimillionaires. How does that work? Well, we know how it works because they play the game, the inside game. They get the access to the information we don't get. And so for that reason, they all wind up cashing in. And the rest of us poor slobs, we just keep struggling on, trying to figure out how we can get by day to day. And we go, it's not fair. And it isn't fair. It is not fair. And so you have this couple that gets caught on camera. Everybody goes, oh, my gosh. It becomes a fun viral thing. And then you realize, wow, this is bigger than this. This is symbolic. This is symbolic of a country where the people in charge make the rules the rest of us all have to follow while they're constantly breaking the rules that we all have to follow. And there's repercussions for us. And they never seem to have repercussions. And so suddenly when they do have repercussions, there's kind of a part in us that feels a sense of satisfaction where you feel bad for the kids who are involved and you feel bad for the other spouses who are involved because, you know, now their names are known too and they didn't do anything wrong, but they just happened to get swept up in all this. But the fact that there's some sort of justice in the universe, I guess, for the people at the top who have probably over the years told other people what they can say and can't say in the workplace and do and not do in the workplace. Meanwhile, they're violating the ultimate rules. It's so emblematic of America. Bigger than that, bigger than just that moment. And yet, uniting our country around memes, and pictures, and people mocking it and people coming together on the right and the left to just have a laugh at their expense. And does that make us bad people? No, because like I said, we have been so kicked around all these years and told that what we were saying and what we were doing was inappropriate, who we were backing for office was inappropriate. And then we find out that the people at the top were lying about everything. I mean, literally everything. This weekend, it was two stories. Tulsi Gabbard out there talking about how the previous administration literally manufactured intelligence to create Russia collusion when it never existed, and then spent years and years and $100 million of our tax dollars to push this narrative. And the other issue was this couple caught on this kiss cam. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I really don't. I think the reason why these two stories both grabbed everybody's attention over the weekend was exactly that. It's like the people who have been telling us that we were wrong and they had to police us and police our speech and police our actions. And we know that they were the ones who were breaking the rules the whole time. Maybe finally, the universe is handing out some justice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I want to tell you, our event with Giano Caldwell is in less than 2 weeks, and I'm really excited about it. He's a great guy. He's a great Fox News contributor. He's got a great story to tell about how his brother was murdered. And we're going to talk about crime in America, the state of our politics in America. Well, he's a black conservative. President Trump endorsed his book. We're going to talk about that, how Trump's done so well with black voters in this country. We'll have a great time, and I want to see you there. And to get your tickets, go to 1210WPHG.com today and do it now. 1210WPHG.com. Don't miss out. It's going to be a great time, great event. Me and Giano Caldwell, it's Thursday, July 31st, Bucks County Community College, Zlock Performing Arts Center. You don't want to miss this one. We'll have laughs. We'll talk about some real heartfelt stories. It'll be a night to remember. Our politics and pints, 1210WPHD.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.